The Ran Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, the middle. Maisa be'echot shibolif nei Rabbi Yehuda, v'omer lo nizgayayti beini levein atzmi. Somebody came, so we said that a ger, in order to be a ger, has to have a beis din. If he doesn't have a beis din, then t'mila, t'vila, kabolas mitzvahs, without a beis din is useless. So, shaila, whether less than three of a beis din, that is a machlokas. Right? Since in certain dinim, even one person who was don, surely two, b'di'evit could be considered a din. But if there's no beis din at all, like the case over here, where it's beini uvein atzmi, so he's not a ger. But he claimed that he was a ger and he was megayer on his own. He didn't know the halacha. Omer le Rabbi Yehuda, yesh lecha edim, do you have edim that you were megayer, right? Meaning lechora in front of a beis din. Tosa says lechora, if he has edim, then there's already two people that know he was megayer. It could be that they didn't know that he was. They didn't witness the geirus itself. They knew somehow that somebody, like I said before, somebody said that he was a geir. Omer le lav. No, I didn't have any edim. Yesh lecha banim, do you have children? Omer le hein. Right. So Omer le neman atol lipsolas atzmecha v'yato neman lipsolas banecha. You're believed to passel yourself because you're claiming now that you never were really megayer. You're telling us you're a ger who wasn't begayer kalacha, so you're a goy. So you can passel yourself, but you're not neman to passel your children. Tosa says what psul? If he married a Jewish woman, so the children are ksheir, right? It's like a goy habo bas Yisrael. If he married a goyish woman, the children anyway are goy. So what's the case? So Tosas first wants to say that it's talking where he married a Jewish woman, and even though the children are kosher, but they're pasul the kahuna. So Mimela, what's it called? He can't pasul his children to make them pasul the kahuna. Tosas is not true, because the halacha is that a child of a ger, what's it called? Ben ger zocher is also pasul the kahuna. Bas ger zocher is also pasul the kahuna. So he says that talking this, what's it called? The Rabbi Yehuda held that what's it called? A goy habo bas Yisrael, the kid is a mamzer, and therefore there would be a psul in the children, even if he married a Jewish woman. And therefore, what's it called? Rabbi Yehuda told him that you can't passel your children. So you can passel yourself, and even Tosa says even the psul on himself is not that he's really possible, because he's not believed the Gavi himself either. Right? We don't know. And we said that anybody who comes and claims to be Jewish or claims to be a ger and we didn't know he was a goy is believed also. So over here, the guy just, Lemaisa Shavya Napshe Chaticha Disur. He claims he was a ger Shaloka Din. So we believe him, the Gavi himself. Meaning not the Gavi himself do we have Nemonis, but you claim you're not a Jew. According to your testimony, you're not a Jew. Memela, what's it called? You can't act like a Jew. However, anything that would be generated from that, we don't believe you. Therefore, if he, let's say, lived with a woman, he wouldn't pass her the kahuna. Because we can't believe him that he's a goy legabi her. You know, only what's nogea to himself. He can't go and marry a Jewish woman because you claim you're a goy. According to what you said, you're a goy. That's called Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Visura. You created an Isur Lagabi yourself, according to your testimony. But we don't believe you, so it doesn't have any ramifications for anybody else, except for yourself. Okay. So Mara says, but therefore Lagabi, your children also, you can't passel your children. Mara says, Umiyom Rabbi Yehuda Abonim Lo Mehemen. Did Rabbi Yehuda then say a person is not believed to tell us the status of his children? Vatanya Yakir Yakirenu Lacher says ki ben hasnua Yakir loseis lo pishnayim. Right, that if a person has two wives and one is mutter to him and one's oster to him, right, he can't give the bechora to the one that's mutter to him over the one that's oster to him, or the one that the way the Torah says it, the one that he likes over the one that he doesn't like, because as ben hasnua Yakir. So the Gemara says, Yakir means he can let us know who that child is, who is the Bechor. We believe a father to tell us who is Bechor, a special Din HaTorah. The father has nemanas to tell us who are the bechoris. Mikan om Rabbi Yehuda, neman adam lomer ze b'ni bechor. The person's is believed to say that this child is my bechor. Ukeshem sheneman lomer ze b'ni bechor, just like he's believed to say, to give us the status of the child, who's the bechor and who's not. Kach neman lomer b'ni ze ben grusho ben chalutza. He's also believed to tell us the status of a child, that he's a chal, he's a ben grusho ben chalutza. Tells us, how do we know that? So there's two possibilities. One is, it says, ben hasnua yakir. So he can tell us, who is the ben hasnua? Ben hasnua means that she's also to him. So he can tell us, he's the bechor, he's also a chal. He's a ben hasnua. And other pshat Tosa says is that if you have two children, and one's older, one's 5 years older than the other, and the father tells me on the younger one, this is the bechor, that means that the first one is a mamzer, right? Not his child. So the father's believed to tell us the younger one is a bechor, he's believed to passel the older one too, memel. So that's another way that from the same pasuk that we learned that he can define the status of bechor, he can also tell us which child's kosher and which child's pasul. The Chachamim omrim ein neman. The Chachamim say is no nemanis. He's like any eid echad, and what's it called? And he's a nogeya b'dover. So he can't tell us. Can't identify who the bechor is, who not. We need other ages. Omer of Nachman. So therefore, over here the same thing. A father is believed to tell us the status of his children. So why don't we believe this father to tell us that his children are possible? Why do we only believe him legabe himself? Omer of Nachman Yitzchokik Omer Le Lidvorecha Ovi Kochav Mato Vein Egos Lovis Kochav. Lemaisa, we can't believe you. Come on, Avshach. If we believe you, right, that your Geirus wasn't good Geirus, you're a goy. So there's no din of Yakir by a goy. A goy is not Nema. Elamai, we shouldn't believe you that your Geirus wasn't good. Then your kids are kosher. So Manav Shafir Kashi. Okay. Rashi. Yakir es habechor ben hasnua yakir. He can identify who is the bechor ben hasnua. Yakiren alachirin, shim ein bezin makirin also, if bezin don't know who the bechor is, neman alav aviv lomer zeb b'ni bechor litul pishnai. The fathers believe to identify who the bechor is. Ben grushahu v'choin cholhu. He also can identify the psul of a child and tell us this child was born from a grusha and mele is a cholhu, is not a kohen. Ve'ein edus lo v'kochav. V'holu b'nechem u'chzokim b'kashrus, since we assumed until now that your children were Jewish. So ein atonem and lohayir aleim l'folsom. So l'fid v'orecha manevshach. If you tie to you're a goy, so we don't believe you. That you're about your children, because a goy is not believed on his children. And if you're a Jew, right, then your children are kosher. Lifsol es banecha, denafgalon miyakir. Hiatonem and lifsol es bnei amigayet. Okay. Ravina omar, hachi kamar lei. Yesh l'chabonim hein. Ravina said no. That what Rabbi Yehuda said to him was the following. Do you have children? He said, yeah. Yesh l'chabnei bonim, do you have grandchildren? Hein. Yeah. Omerlei neman atolik sol, but if you only had children, then you would be believed for your children too. Right? Because, again, we don't really believe you, you're a goy, because, but shavya nafshi chaticha di sura, and the father has the power to let us know what his children are also. So you believe the gabi, the children too, even in this case. The iato neman lifsol benit, but you're not, the Torah didn't give you any credibility, the gabi, grandchildren. And therefore, Tosa says, therefore, it's impossible to say that the grandchildren should be kosher and the children possible. That can't be. It's possible for a person to be possible and his children to be kosher because of Shavya Nafshe. But if we're already believing you, Lagabi, the children, right, and they're possible, then the grandchildren can't be kosher. So therefore, Tosa says, if there are grandchildren, since he can't believe Lagabi, the grandchildren, he's not believed Lagabi, the children either, because it would make an impossible situation. But if there are no grandchildren, they're not chanami. The Torah believed them, legabi his own children. And the children will be possible. Tanya nami hochi, Brisa that supports this. Rabbi Yehuda omer, neman adam lomer al beno katan, ve'ein neman al beno gadol. A person's believed legabi his minor child, not an adult child. Zimura says, v'omer abchia barabba, Om Rabbi Yochanan doesn't mean a minor and an adult. Lo katan katan mamish, velo gadol gadol mamish. Ela katan v'yesh labanim zel gadol. Means you believe legabe your children if they're ketanim, meaning they don't have their own children. But you're not believe legabe your children if they're gedolim, meaning they have their own children. So even if they're minors and have their own children, what's it called, they'll also not believe. And if they're adults and don't have their own children, then they are, you are believed. Well, no, so we said that this man, Rabbi Yehuda, holds that Goy HaBal Bas Yisrael is, I mean, how could they be puzzled in the second generation? Could be the same, no, the same thing, could be his daughters. The daughters, according to him, are Goyim. So even if they live with Jewish men, they're the children of Goyim. Daughters, grandchildren or daughters. No, daughters. Godel the Engel Bonim Zel Kotten, the Hilchus of Kavaisa to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and the halacha is like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that what's it called, that he's not believed Bechlau. Right? L'dvorecha Ovikochav Mata, you're believed only insofar that you made yourself into a goy. But we don't really believe you, you're a goy. And therefore you can't pass on your children. Okay. Rav says, "Batanya kavaisi de Ravina," right? Ilamai says, "A brisa like Ravina." Hahila inyan yakir itma. That wasn't said legabe this kind of case where the guy claims to be a goy. That's a regular case where the father is 100% Jewish, and he lets us know that his child is possible. There, the halacha is, as long as the child doesn't have any children, he can possible his child. But if the child has children, he can't possible his grandchildren. The male can't even possible his child. Then the halacha is like Ravina. Rashi. Litzolas Banecha, the Nafkalon Miyakir. You can passel your children, because that we learn from the Pasuk Yakir, that you can establish the status of your own children. Viatanem and Litzolas Bene Banecha, but the Torah never gave you power to identify your grandchildren. The Hilchasak Rav Nachman, the Omer Lidvorav Ovikochavim, who, the Ainavis Lovikochavim, the Afilu Abonim Lomahemin. Malachas like Rav Nachman, that he can't even passel his children, even if they don't have children. Because L'dvorecha, you're a goy, so you don't have nemonis. But Tanya Kravina, Isaac Bryson says, Allah is like Kravina, the Nemen who are beno cotton, shame lobonim, that he is believed about his children as long as they don't, either the children don't have children. We think that when it said, the Bryson said, Allah is like Kravina, was talking about this case, where the guy claims to be a goy. Or it claims to be a ger, that's shelo kaloch. Where it says, no, who diktoni neman who al beno katan, linyan yakir tanya. Ahi masnisen di yakir koi. Diktoni kshem shen neman odom lomer zebeni bechor, kach neman lomer zebeni ben grusha. Di aloch toni de neman who al a katan. To ha yisrael hu, di yeshlo edus. Va torah ha minos al beno, velo al ben beno. Right there, it's talking about a regular case of a Jew who tells us that his child is possible. So you're believed only if, that's what Ravina says, you only believe if your children don't have children. But if your children have children, since you're not believed legabi the grandchildren, you're not believed legabi the children either. Avagabi ger, afilu abinolo mehem, dein edus lo vagochavim. But enochanami, legabi a person who claims to have been megai or shalokadin, we don't even believe him legabi the children, even if they don't have children. Okay. And it's even this halacha, that the father is believed legabi the child, that's only legabi the status of the child himself, but not legabi, in other words, he's possible, but we don't, and that doesn't have any other effect on believing him legabi the status of the child for any other din. For instance, they say that if a father says, this child is what's it called, is my bechor, so he's believed legabi the fact that he gets pishnayim, if the, okay, or he says that this child is what's it called, whatever. Okay, but however, if the child dies, the father doesn't yarshin him unless we have other edus that this is his child. Because the father can establish the identity of the child, legabi his psul or kashrus. He can't identify the identity of the child, legabi any other din. So if we don't know that this is his child, except from his edus, the father doesn't yarshim this child if the child dies. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Ger shebol ish gayer bisman hazeh. Now we're going to go into the more practical halachas of gerus. Till the end of the Amud, it's going to give a general, memra. And then the Gemara is going to go and discuss each piece. So we're not going to discuss it now. We're going to learn it through. And then in the subsequent days, we'll go through the details. Tana Rabbanan. Ger shebol ish gayer bisman hazeh. A ger comes to be megayer now in Golus. Omrim lo maro isa shebosel ish gayer. So we ask him, first thing you ask a ger is, why you want to be megayer? Right? Could be that the reasons he wants to be megayer are totally posel, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. What would I waste your time? Right? That's I give the shurim to Orla Gola and Nir Le'elef, so we learn gerus. The first thing I tell them is, somebody comes to you, ascertain why they want to be megayer, because it could be, you'll find out in the end, that the reason they want to be megayer makes it that you shouldn't even get involved with him. So why are you wasting your time? I had a woman once come to me. She wants to convert. She wants to be Jewish. So I asked her, what religion are you now? She told me Catholic. She said, well, why aren't you happy being a Catholic? Why do you want to convert? Why do you want to be Jewish? She said, because there are certain things in Catholicism that I can't swallow. They force us to believe in things I just can't accept. So I can't remain Catholic. I want to become Jewish. So I say, can you give me an example of something that Catholicism makes you believe that you just can't accept? And I thought she was going to tell me, like, you know, that a man could be God or a virgin could give birth. She tells me, yeah, the splitting of the Red Sea. I said, I hate to tell you this, but it's not the Catholics that went through the Red Sea. It's we who went through the Red Sea, right? She says, you guys believe in that too? I said, yeah, and I said, I'll tell you the truth, the Muslims also believe that, so forget about becoming a Muslim. I said, the Christians, Muslims, Jews, we all believe in the splitting of the Red Sea. She shook her head and she just walked out of my office. That was the end of that. So had I wasted my time with this woman and later on found out that's why she wanted to be Jewish, the mom should waste the time. So the first thing you ask the ger is, right, Maro Isa Shabasa, why do you want to be Magaya? We tell him, if you want to get, you know, you want to be Megayer because it's a covet to be a Jew, right? You get some rights, and that may be in Medina Yisrael. We ask a guy, maybe he wants to be an Ole, he wants to get Zechuyos, or he wants to join a basketball team, or there's other reasons, or he wants to get married to a Jewess, right? Those are also possibilities why a person wants to convert. I had a woman call me once. They used to have a phone in the shul in Miami that you could call, people could call. Balabatim called between Mincha and Maariv. Don't get any ideas over here. So I get the phone call, the chuf, emergency call for the rabbi. Get on the phone, this woman with a deep southern accent says to me, Rabbi, how much does it cost to convert? I said, it doesn't cost anything, but it's a long, long process. So, no, I got to convert by tonight. I'm getting married to a Jew. So I got to convert by tonight. Can you do it? This was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Shkia must have been about 6. She had to be converted in like 2 hours. So I said, I'm sorry, but we don't convert for marriage. And she said, I don't know, Rabbi Emmett, who was a reform rabbi in Miami, very interesting name, she said, he told me for $500 he can convert me in an hour. So I said, listen, Rabbi Emmett's conversions are not accepted by anybody legitimate. So what is he doing? He's giving you to masquerade like a Jew. You can claim to be Jewish, and he's going to charge you $500 for that. I'll make you a deal. I'll sell you a mask with a long nose, so you'll look Jewish. And only for $250, half price. And so it'll be exactly as good as the conversion of Rabbi Emmett. Right? It only costs you half the price to masquerade as a Jew. He said, no, I got to convert tonight. And she hung up the phone. That was the... So somebody has... There are plenty of ulterior motives to convert. But if somebody really is L'shem Shamayim, we tell them, what do you want to be Jewish for? Right? Join a nation that is at the low ebb of society? Im Omer Yodeani... Ve'eni kedai, I know that, but I want to join the Jewish people. I'm not worthy to be part of the Jewish people because I recognize what it means to be a Jew. Mekabel nosu miyad. A guy like that, I say that Bizman Hazer, that's not true. There has to be something else. Then you go find out if he's sane. Right? That's the next point. Right? Because it could be Tanya Gemara, somebody who said that, right, is really L'shem Shemayim. Today there's a possibility the guy's stam nuts. So we have enough of our own homebred Meshugayim, we don't need to convert Meshugayim. So you have to find out if the person is sane or he's not sane before you're Mekabalim. But the Gemara says Mekabalim also miyad. Umodiyin also mixes mitzvahs kalus and mixes chamuros. The process for Geiris is we can't teach him Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? Every Jew doesn't know Kol HaTorah Kula. So you tell him some mitzvahs kalos and some mitzvahs chamuros. Gemara will give examples later. Umodiyin also oven leket shikhopeo maiser oni. We tell him about tzedakah, because people can be makabel mitzvahs, but money already is a different story. So we tell him that there's mitzvahs also have to do with money. Umodiyin also onshin shal mitzvahs, and we tell him also, mitzvahs are very nice, but you get punished if you don't do them. Omrim lo hevi yodeya sha'ad shalo boso lemida zu, ochal techele v'yato onish koris. You should know that if you become Jewish, till now you ate chelev, you didn't get any punishment. Now you'll eat chelev and get koris. Chilal techabes, yato onish skila. The Ashav Achal Techelev on his Koris, Chilal Techabes on his Skila. It's not just, you know, a nice thing to be Jewish. But if you don't live up to it, you're going to get punished. Ukshem Shimodino so on Shinshom Mitzvahs, Kachmodino so Matan Sorin. We don't make it all bad, we tell them there's also Schar. Till now, you did Mitzvahs, you didn't get Schar for it. Now you get Schar for the Mitzvahs. The Schar is a Mitzvah Viyose. Because Rambam says that a Goy can do almost any Mitzvah that he wants, a certain Mitzvah he's not allowed to do. But so any mitzvah, he wants to be no matzman, wants to be no to lulav. He'll get schar kineinu mitzvah v'yos. Omrim lo hevi yodeh sha'olam haba inu osi l'tzadikim. V'yisrael b'zman hazeh inu michon l'kabel. You should know that olam haba is only for tzadikim. And if you're a Jew and you have more mitzvahs, you have a bigger chelik at olam haba. And klal Yisrael today, Einam Yechom Rekabel, Lo Rov Tova, Velo Rov Puranius. Klal Yisrael today can't have too much good because we're in Golas, and Lo Rov Puranius, we can't solve too much Puranius either. We're in a Madrega of somewhere in the middle. Okay. Ve'ein Marbim Alav, Ve'ein Medakting Alav. And we don't make it too difficult for him, we're not too medactic with him. If we see that his Kavonis are the Shem Shemayim, and he's willing to Mekabel the Mitzvahs, we don't make it unduly difficult, which you have a tain on certain batei dinim that make it very difficult for geirim. Right? Even after they're convinced that the guy is sincere, they stretch it out for years. Sometimes in England, it's like that for sure. They stretch out geiris for years until the geirim are disgusted. There's no reason to, right? If you're not sure if the person's honest or not, if he means it or not, so you wait. But if once you're convinced, then you're supposed to magai the person as fast as possible and not stretch it out. But they have certain dinim that they never makabel gerim less than a certain amount of time, which is an extended amount of time. And l'chor, it's not kedin. And if the guy never is magaier, it makes him an anti-Semite. And if he is magaier, it leaves a bad taste in his mouth, l'gabei rabbonim and batei dinim. So I really don't understand that sheet. Rashi. Schufim shveili mukfuyim. Schufim means that they're lowly and subjugated to other people. Kemo schufe kise, kfias hakli. Right, turning something over. They're what's it called? Lowly on the bottom of the totem pole. Ve'eni kedai, ve'eni royli shtati b'tzorosim. U'mi'itein ve'ezke v'kach. But the person answers, right, I'm not fit to be part of Klal Yisrael, even to suffer with them. Then we know he really means L'shem Shabbai. U'modiyin also the common forest time of the Kulam Asnisa. Later on, they're going to explain this whole Tanu Rabbanan, what's it called, all this Mishnah, what's it called, will be explained piece by piece. Lo rov hatova, l'fishi yetzer hara, nechazer achareihen, kidamrin mesecha sukkah, v'shema tazuach daiten olayo v'yechtu. We're not in Gaulis, we're not prepared to get the most good that we can get because there's too many Yetzer Haras. So we're not going to be on the ideal situation. And we can't get Rov Puranius either because the Rabban Shem understands that we're in Gaulis and therefore he has Rachmanis on us. You know, a person can't be blamed for everything he does. The Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, Yicholni lifter is kol adin, kol ha'olam min adin, because of all the tzoras that that happened. Shikores v'lo miyayim. We're like drunk, not from wine, from all the tzoras that happened. So that's a mitigating factor. Dein marvim alav, dvorim la'ayim alav sheyifrosh. We don't try to discourage him too much. We'll see, we do discourage him a certain amount. I'll explain what that is, but not too much. You don't discourage him too much. You don't push him away too much. And if you see that he's sincere, you're makabel him. That's the halacha.